Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. One day, a few years ago, I heard a story about a lady who went to the local hardware store, and she asked the salesman there to cut her a key. After she paid for the new key, the woman went home to try it out. She came back to the store four more times without successfully getting a key to open the door. The fourth time, the hardware salesman told her that he was stumped. He didn't know what to do. There was nothing else that he could do to make that key fit the door. The woman replied, "Oh, well, the original master, the master key, doesn't open the door either." Duh. Life is like that too, isn't it? If we become disciples of false teachers or masters, we shall end up getting lost and traveling down dangerous, destructive, evil roads. However, if we become disciples of Jesus, our true master, he shall lead us out. He'll lead us out of our lostness and down roads of righteousness, goodness, and love. In today's gospel, we learn of how, after listening to Jesus' teaching in the synagogue at Capernaum, many of his disciples found his words difficult to the extent where they could no longer be disciples of Jesus. Jesus was teaching them about the sacrament of Holy Communion, of eating and drinking his flesh and blood. For many, this was just, it's going too far, man, too far. How could they be faithful Jews and participate in the most offensive act of all, cannibalism? Such a teaching went beyond, for them, but beyond sound reasoning and common understanding. However, Jesus was not teaching or advocating that his disciples practice cannibalism. Rather, he was speaking of living in a relationship with him as God's Holy One who would open the door to the Father. He was their true master key. He would be able to open the door and bring them in to the Father's kingdom. As this gospel story unfolds, the people who were disciples, we are told, are abandoning Jesus left and right. There they go, they're leaving. So Jesus asked the 12, he says, if they too wish to go away. And Peter, being the spokesman more or less for the disciples, then responds with this confession: "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. We have come to believe." Now listen to this, how it's going out here. "We come to believe and know that you are the Holy One of God." Now, one wonders how could Peter and the other 11, of course, with Judas being the exception, remain with Jesus and make this confession, while on the other hand, many others who were also his disciples, while they were abandoning him. Well, the main reason seems to be that, listen, that the ones who left placed their understanding on their own knowing over and above faith, of being able and willing to trust Jesus even if they did not completely understand his teachings. You see, faith and believing take precedent over and prior to knowledge and understanding. we do not know and understand in order to have faith and believe. Rather, it's the other way around. We have faith and believe in order to know and understand. This is borne out in the words of Peter's confession as well, when he says, "We have come to believe and know that you are the Holy One of God." Belief comes first, then the knowing. We notice that it is not until after Christ's resurrection that his disciples really, really knew and understood what Jesus was talking about before he died and predicted his passion and resurrection. So it is with us too. We believe and we have faith in Jesus long before understanding or knowing him. In fact, our knowledge and understanding of Jesus is always growing, isn't it? It's always maturing as we take practical steps of faith in our daily living. Another reality and truth to which Peter's confession points us is the importance of commitment to Christ. Here we have people giving up their commitment to Jesus. In this context, when the going gets tough, it is Peter himself and his companions who stay put and remain committed to Jesus. By following Jesus and being committed to him, like Peter and his companions, we are able to make our life count. A committed life can transform the ordinary into the extraordinary by investing time, talents, gifts, and resources to work for the good of one and all. When we are committed to Jesus, we can leave a beautiful legacy of faith, hope, and love for others. And that has the potential of lasting not only a lifetime, but into eternity. Peter's confession then reminds us of that by being committed to Christ, our lives can make a tremendous difference. A tremendous difference in the church right here and the world. Notice the words Peter employs to communicate this elusive loyalty and love towards Jesus. "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life." In other words, Jesus is the Word, become flesh and living and dwelling among us. The words Jesus spoke is life-giving because they are full of promises. Promises like, "Your sins are forgiven. I am always with you to the end of the age. I love you. You are a precious member of my family. You created us in your image. I love you so much," Jesus says, "that I have suffered and died for you. I am the Holy One of God through my resurrection and defeated the powers of sin, death, and the devil, and can save you and offer you eternal life. For I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father," Jesus says, "but through me." Peter and his companions trusted and later came to know that such words of Jesus were full to overflowing with promises that no other human being could live up to or match or improve upon. That is why they could go to no one else. There was no one else but Jesus. And so it is with us as well. It's Jesus. At times we face many tests and hardships in life, At times we pray and pray, yet it seems to no avail, and we feel that God doesn't answer. He doesn't even hear us. At times we are sorely tempted to turn away from Jesus and go looking for greener pastures. However, our God does not reject us or punish us for all of this. Instead, God hears us. He hears us through Jesus Christ, and He invites us back into His fold, back to Him. So we too, like the 12, are invited to stay with Him. He will give us all. He will give us all and so much more that we need for a life of abundance, since there is no one else, not one, who can ever take His place. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.